Τώρα,
continuing with Mary on the others after a short break. Mm-hmm. Now, Mary, we were saying about how you met your husband, and you said your parents used to provide accommodation for the new arrivals.
Mm-hmm. Actually, at the back of our house, there was a couple of rooms, and we actually put boarders in there, and that's how my mother was working, what she used to cook for them and clean and everything else. And I met my husband through a few of his friends too, and well, now, those years that we didn't go out together, and it was just, well, something clashed there, because of course my parents, of course, used to bring different people, and I thought, no, I don't want to marry him, I don't want this, I don't want to get married. But anyway, we got on after a while, and when I was working at John Martin's, he used to come and meet me from a distance. My father used to make sure that, yes, anyway, nothing happened like that. To make a long story short, we did get engaged, and we had a bit of a party at the house. And well, after a short while, we got it all together. So we got married, and we had four children, I forgot. One was the latest one. After 10 years, he came along. Surprise.
So he had a baby.
Yes, he's still my baby. I still call him my baby.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, that was a good ending, so...
And what sort of work did your husband do?
My husband, when we were first married, he worked in the factories. And then after that, he did take up a night school to go and learn how to do electric welding. And he actually learned to talk proper English. He used to send correspondence. I used to send him books. But because I knew a bit of English, I could help him that way. But it was good, because I helped him in his English. But after years, when I started to practice all my Greek too, he used to help me, because he was very intelligent, that part. Anyway, after that, he actually started to... he worked at the building sites. He was a carpenter, worked building sites, which he liked. So that was a lot of work full time. And that's how we saved, and we bought our home after that. Mm-hmm. And of course, we had our children, and life sort of went on. They grew up, we had expectations, paying off our mortgage, fixing our home, sending the children to school, to high school, uni. So what I missed out not going to high school and uni, at least my children did. That was my goal, and I wanted them to do something better in their lives.
And that gives us a satisfaction, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Now, when you were married and you were pregnant with your first child, mm-hmm. did you continue working while you had your children?
Yes, I did. First of all, I started in Hindmarsh, the Woolworths. I used to walk from Brompton to Hindmarsh. I worked there, and then I got a job in the city. And then I used to catch the bus to come home, but luckily, my mum used to come and help me all the time. I worked when I had all my children, yes, but when it was towards the end, when I had them, I had to stop for a while, because I used to breastfeed all of them too. And also, I had a mother-in-law that stayed with us, so I was kept busy.
That was a lot of work for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because, do I take it, your first three children were fairly close, one after the other?
Well, the first child was Tammy, and after 5 years, I had the second daughter, Angela, and after that came, well, you know how the Greeks are, they have to have a son, you know, the way it worked out all right. In between that, my John came along, and I remember my mother was there, but then after that she went, the first time she ever went to Sydney to see her cousins, she went, and when she came back, well, that was the only trip she ever had on her own. So I had the three, and after working and coming back and changing work, after 10 years, I got pregnant. Wasn't planned, but it was yes, anyway. My son to this day says, no, Mum, you didn't want me. I said, no, it's not that I didn't want you, darling. Yeah, anyway, so I had Michael when we shifted from Brompton and came to this house here in Myland.
In Myland, yes, yeah.
Yes.
And you gave up your work at John Martin's and Woolworths?
Well, in between having the children, I had to give up the work, yes. Mm-hmm. So I was never out of work. And anyway, to make a long story short, the last job that I had was when I was introduced to doing Tupperware. that way it gave me flexible time to be home with my children and go and earn some money too.
And you were very successful with Tupperware.
To be honest, at first, I was too scared. I wasn't sure. I didn't have a car to drive. And my husband says, oh, you what? You can't do this. But because of saying that, I'm a person, if you tell me you can't do this, I get determined to do it, which turned out to be okay. I learned to drive. Luckily, I learned to drive. So starting from scratch, I used to ask people, friends to come with me when I had to do a party. And anyway, I won't go into that. I started off, I was only going to do 6 months and then I'd finish with Tupperware.
Why 6 months?
Well, I thought I'd, because I was going out mostly at night, so I used to do 6-7 parties a week. And I used to go just about everywhere in Adelaide, and I'm thinking, oh, now if you ask me, I won't do it. No, it helped me. It gave me my confidence, my security. I always had money. I wasn't short of money. I didn't even need to ask my husband for money because we were actually paying off the house. We did quite a lot. But I don't regret it. I enjoyed what I did. It was hard work, but it was rewarding. So I worked with Tupperware for over 30 years.
But only after, what, 5 or 6 years where you worked as a salesperson representative, they made you manager.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
and
right.
State manager at
State
that.
State manager, and I used to go to conferences. The rewards that I got was just unbelievable. They were a wonderful, wonderful company. And the product was wonderful, but the best thing is I made such a lot of close friends, and that was my... Yeah, up until now, they're still in touch with me.
Did it give you an opportunity to travel at all?
I did. Well, I did travel, yes. Yes, I did. Just naming a few, which I would never in my whole life would have been able to afford to go. I went to Bali. In fact, sometimes I did double work, and that gave me extra points I used to take my husband to without him paying. He liked that, of course. Went to New Zealand, we went to Bali, we went to Lindemann Island, Hamilton Island, America, went to Disneyland, and I used to feel guilty thinking my grandchildren should be hearing me. It was fantastic. But the most exciting, actually when we went to America, we even went to Alcatraz. Wow, it was a little island, because I hear about it. It was amazing. They put us through to walk with the headphones on, and we could actually hear them how it was going through the lanes in that, you know, you're walking into and listen to them talking. And then it showed you the window when you looked from there. The poor guys used to have a window and they looked across the beach, the ocean. Opposite was the city, and you could see the lights. Nobody was able to escape. If they did, they would get drowned. That was something interesting too. And the highlight was just before I did finish in Tupperware, my last trip was in Hawaii. Well, what a dream. I always think of my boss. I'm said just to her, I said, you actually helped me to get there, didn't you? She was wonderful. That was an eye-opener. So doing Tupperware, though, gave me my freedom and my confidence back, because all I did before was a mother, children, had to be home to cook the dinner for the husband. But, of course, after when he saw the rewards, he never complained. And so I can't complain. It's wonderful. Just my children are all spread out now.
It changed you as a person?
Absolutely. It changed me as a person. Very honest with what I did. And through the people, the respect that I get when I see people, oh, Mary, you're still doing Tupperware. Oh, you've changed all this and that. The rewards, the fun and the excitement, the... what can I say, to go conferences, the food was spread on. We used to go to all different places, made friends all over Australia because we had connection. We used to get together. So it was fantastic, fantastic.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And why did you stop?
Well, I think I did my bit. No, I tell you what, I actually gave up about 3 years ago. My husband wasn't well. And, I mean, in between, I didn't like going and leaving him on his own, because he wasn't very well at all. So then the rest of my life I devoted my time looking after him until the end. So that's life.
Did you ever go back to Rhodes?
Yes, I went back to Rhodes. The first time we went back to Greece, because I always looked forward to going with my husband and going to these islands and going to the parties, which I thought was in the villages. It didn't work out that way. I had a message from Greece from my niece that was there, said, Auntie Mary, Grandpa's not well. He's in the hospital. When I went, we went with my husband and my younger son. So he was 6 years old. He's 36 now. We went to Greece while he was still not quite... When we went to Greece, he was still alive.
In Rhodes.
And he was on his own. Anyway, we asked him to come with us to go to Gastelotisorp. He says, no. He says, I'll skip that. I've been before. Anyway, by the time we got back, he had a head hemorrhage and he was in the hospital. So I left Gastoria, I left my husband there with my little boy, went on my own in a tin little plane to Rhodes, straight from the airport. I caught a taxi and asked him to take me to the hospital. Well, I went to the hospital, saw my father, he was still alive. So going through all that, he passed away while I was there. I did what I had to do, and it was a different type of thing there. They buried you the same day. Anyway, I came back, and after that, I went back a second time, and that was, I had to wait. My brother was sick. He was in hospital. He was the hospice. And after he passed away, I did his pneumonia and all the things that we normally do. I went back on my own. I went to Rhodes again. It was a different atmosphere then. But the third time was when I went with my son overseas. So I went to London. He was said, Mum, I think you need to have a break and come overseas. We went to Rhodes for a couple of days. We went to Gastelotisorp for 2-3 days. So it was only a short. So to end my story, God willing, if I'm well, I would love to go again, but this time to really see the places that I didn't stay long enough.
And under happy circumstances.
Under happy circumstances, yes. It was always just something sad every time I went. But it's an experience.
Why was your dad in Rhodes in the first place?
Well, from what I remember, they lived there.
They lived here, though, didn't they? Your parents came here.
Oh, we all came here. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when he passed away, he was in Rhodes.
My father, because he was a pensioner, he lived with me. And every summer, every 6 months, he'd go to Rhodes.
This is after your mum passed away.
Oh, yes. That's after my mother passed away. He used to go every summer because his two brothers in Rhodes were still living. And the last time that he went... Because it's funny, we used to say to him, why you don't just stay, you want to... It was meant to be. So when he went back, that's when I went after him. He was sick, he passed away there.
And with your son that you went the last time, does your son live here in Australia or...?
Oh, no, actually he lives in London. My eldest son went for the first time and I said, oh, go overseas to open your mind up and that. He actually found a job in London, in Oxford. He says, Mum, I've got something to tell you. I went for a holiday, but I've been offered to go either to Cambridge or Oxford, and I'm not coming back. I said, oh, okay. So he chose Oxford. But with my great big pride, he studied there for about 10, 11 years. He got his degree. I went there, and it was a high honour to see him graduate from Oxford Brookes. But him being in London, his younger brother finished high school, and he said, well, why don't you come over here? So I lost another son. He stayed there, studied, he finished there. So he comes every year, every Christmas he comes. He came twice in 1 year when his father was sick. And now he's back in London. And his next trip, and hopefully he probably might get better. He's travelled a lot of places. He's going to South America.
Oh, lovely.
To go to all these places. But he always rings me up. He always rings and I, yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to say, Mary, that we haven't covered?
Give me a hint.
If there's anything at all. Well,
some of these things that I've said, by the way, I did write a story, but my mother, I had a passion to sort of, in her memory, to do what I did, because... it was just in my heart for years. I used to start writing things and I used to stop, and then found a person finally, because I needed to write something, a story, her life.
So you wrote a book,
yes,
about your mother's life.
Yes. Well, I'd write a book about my mother's life. And that was a legacy to leave behind for my grandchildren to know where they came from. And I've got a family tree also, so that we know where you started from. Mm. I can't complain about my life. It's been a rough road, but it was a very interesting life.
It was a hard life, wasn't it, for the first migrants that came
from
Greece? For your parents, it would have been very difficult. Lack of language.
Yes.
They didn't know where they were going. For the young children, even though they were young and they learnt quickly,
they did.
For them too, it was difficult.
But you know what the hard part was? Because some of the Greeks came a long time before us, when we came, even though they were from the same country, they didn't treat you very well. Mm. Even the Greeks, and they sort of, they used to call us Xeni, you know. She went through a lot, just going from place to place. But we pulled through it. And through that, a whole new chapter's life, the whole family's expanded.
Yep. As you said before, though, you know, it was an opportunity for you to give opportunities to your children that you didn't have.
Yes, and I say that a lot of times. I'm proud of them. They've done what they've done. They're fantastic citizens. They didn't go off the rails. They did. And this was because that was my passion. Oh, if I had the opportunity, which those times were hard, I would have wanted to study, but at least my children did it. So I'm quite proud of them.
Thank you very much, Mary. That's a wonderful story.
Thank you for your time. I hope it helps somebody anyway.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Helen. Thanks a lot.